From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he ordered security officials in February 2014 to protect then-President Viktor Yanukovych and to begin planning for a Russian takeover of Crimea. In a TV interview promo aired Sunday, Mr. Putin says he ordered Russian officials to prepare to take Mr. Yanukovych out of Ukraine, claiming the pro-Russian president would otherwise have been killed. Mr. Yanukovych was forced out of power following a wave of pro-Western opposition demonstrations. President Putin signed a decree Monday conferring awards on several people, including the chief suspect in the murder of dissident Russian security agent Alexander Litvinenko. And Mr. Putin awarded a medal for services to the fatherland to Andrei Lugovoy, a former KGB bodyguard who is now a member of the State Duma, the lower house of Russia's parliament. A government newspaper says Lugovoy was decorated for what was called his contribution to the development of Russian parliamentarianism and energetic legislative activity. Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria on Sunday and that 30 people were killed. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State group had been operating the refinery. It says the dead include both militants and workers. Soldiers from Chad and Niger have retaken the northeastern Nigerian town of Damasak from Boko Haram militants. The capture of the town on the Niger-Nigeria border is the first reported success from a joint offensive against the militants. This is VOA News. Turkey's currency and markets are being hit hard by a dispute between the country's president and central bank chief, Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has promised to intervene to restore order to financial markets after the Turkish lira repeatedly broke record lows, causing heavy losses on the stock market. The turmoil is the result of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeatedly criticizing central bank chief Erdem Başçı for failing to aggressively cut interest rates. But Mr. Erdogan now says he will meet with the central bank chief Başçı. The president's economic advisers continue to argue aggressive interest rate cuts are needed to kickstart the economy before June's general election. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered new sanctions against seven senior Venezuelan officials who the United States says violated human rights and engaged in acts of corruption. Targets in the executive order include the head of the country's intelligence service as well as the director of national police. The White House says it is concerned about what it says is the Venezuelan government's intimidation of political opponents. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by a former Somali prime minister who was ordered to pay more than $20 million to victims of human rights abuses in his country. The court Monday declined to review a lower court ruling that allows a lawsuit to proceed against Mohamed Ali Samantar. He served as prime minister and defense minister in the 1980s and early 1990s. U.S. federal courts have found that Samantar, who lives in the U.S. state of Virginia, cannot claim immunity on account of being an official of a foreign government. The White House Monday accused a group of 47 Republican senators of undermining nuclear talks with Iran. Earlier, the lawmakers told the Iranian government that any agreement it negotiates with President Barack Obama must be approved by Congress. Then they said if the agreement does not get U.S. congressional approval, it could be considered as nothing more than an executive agreement that could end when Mr. Obama leaves office. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters the letter the senators sent to Iran was an attempt to throw sand in the gears of sensitive negotiations as the U.S. and five other leading nations try to reach a basic agreement by March 31st. Doctors in Zambia say newly elected President Edgar Lungu needs treatment abroad for a condition that caused him to collapse in public on Sunday. The Zambian president's office says Mr. Lungu is suffering from achalasia, an illness that leads to the narrowing of food pipes and complications that can include chest pain and difficulty swallowing. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.